If Timmins residents were asked to choose one word for their New Year's resolution, chances are that the majority would choose the word change. Timmins needs to see change. There have been ongoing discussions throughout the last 47 years in regard to a bypass to prolong the longevity of our infrastructure and highway, connecting link. There are also public health and safety concerns with the number of heavy trucks traveling through our communities. A bypass would eliminate dangerous goods from being transported through the heart of our city as well as protect motorists, cyclists and pedestrians. On July 10, 1975, a bypass for Timmins was discussed at the Ontario Legislature. It was noted that a meeting with the Municipal Council would be held to discuss this topic. Time and taxpayers' money have been spent for years on numerous studies, meetings, discussions, motions, etc. with no resolution. The Conservative government in the 1970s paid for numerous bypasses and appeared to be open to putting a bypass in Timmins but, for some reason, after all of these years, this is still under discussion. According to a government document entitled A Transportation Plan for Northern Ontario dated December 2020, it stated, an environmental assessment and preliminary design for the Cochrane Bypass from Highway 11 to Highway 652 by fall 2023. It is anticipated that the bypass could divert approximately 960 vehicles and 195 trucks per day away from their municipal roads. Timmins is the largest city geographically in northern Ontario with no bypass and has a higher number of vehicles, including heavy trucks traveling through our main artery, causing damage to our infrastructure. A bypass would, in return, help to keep our taxes down. Related. Transportation Minister. What works in Toronto does not work in Northern Ontario. Normally when there is a good news funding story, a news release is sent out by the Ontario government along with photo opportunities. There does not appear to be any news release or photo ops in relation to the $74 million from the Ontario government in regard to Timmins and the connecting link. This money is only mentioned in local newspapers. The issue with the bypass appears to be funding. A request has been made to Premier Ford and the Ontario government. If the $74 million which has been committed was to be invested during the time frame of the Connecting Link project, the money from the interest accrued would subsidize the bypass perimeter road from LaForest Drive as noted in the study re-bylaw No. 2008-6656. Residents are already paying the highest taxes in Ontario and without this bypass perimeter road, they could be looking at paying higher taxes in the future in order to subsidize the companies who are using the connecting link on a daily basis. There is also the question in regard to why projects in Timmins come in over budget and do not meet their scheduled deadlines. This needs to be reviewed and analyzed in order to understand what the pattern is, if any, and put measures in place to remediate should a problem be identified. As one councillor noted at the February 9, 2015, council meeting, it is time for everyone to get on board and start creating noise outside of the coffee shops. This advice was given 8 years ago and the time is overdue for action. Please send an email to michelle.boileau@timmins.ca supporting the bypass perimeter road as defined in the studies which have already been completed and paid for with your tax dollars. A request for a review of the projects for the past 10 years in order to identify any processes which may need to be addressed and changed should also be requested. If you are going to talk the talk, you have to walk the walk, so let's get it done. Let's make 2023 the year for change in our city and help improve its future growth and development. Carol Tengay. Porcupine.